In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. It's just 1 week now before Pentecost. And this reading is really the quintessential, shall we say, proof text against Arianism, which is the heresy that was defeated in the First Ecumenical Council. Now, when I say proof text, you have to have quotes around it, because really, there are no proof texts. That's really a Western idea. And since we're in the West, we've probably heard that term. Really, the sum total of the Christian faith is Jesus Christ. His whole life. His whole self. Everything He did, everything He said, everything He is. To know the Christian faith is to know Christ. He is the Christian faith. So, just a few words about Him are not enough. In fact, He shows this in His prayer, because you've heard me say many, many times, which would arguably be my favorite verse of the Scripture. Seems to change quite often. But this one is always one of my favorites. And that is, "And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." This is eternal life. To know Jesus Christ. To know Him, we must become like Him. To know Him and become like Him, we must understand Him and do the things that He did. So salvation is not just knowledge. Salvation is change. Salvation is to become like the God-man Jesus Christ, so that we would know Him, because we would have shared in the things that He is. He loves, we would love. He humbled Himself, we become humble. He has no respect for persons, loves everyone equally, so we would learn to love our enemies as much as our friends. This is salvation, to become like Jesus Christ. And why? Because in the very end of His prayer, He says, "And now I come to Thee," speaking to His Father, "that these things I speak in the world, that they might have My joy fulfilled in themselves." What the world does not understand, but what Christians do, is that to love is the greatest joy. To be filled with love, consuming love, full love, unconditional love, as the Father loves the Son, and the Son the Father, and the Spirit the Son, and the Spirit the Father. As the Holy Trinity loves Himself, so we would learn to love God. That is joy. The world does not understand this. The world thinks of joy in terms of things we acquire, or the way people think about us, or the relationships that we have that are beneficial to us. The money we have, or the fame, or the good health, or the house with the picket fence. None of those things is true joy. True joy is when we have changed so that there's no darkness in us. And with love, there is no darkness. So this is salvation. This is having our Lord's joy fulfilled in ourselves, to know Him. Now this gospel is very deep theologically. And I think it is important for Christians to have some knowledge of the deep things of theology. Of course, we are trying to define the indefinable. So we can't really understand God. Only as He reveals Himself to us do we understand Him. And He only reveals Himself to the pure, right? So the Scriptures say, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." So, only as we become pure can we really know God. Otherwise, we can only speak about Him. Just as, shall we say, a man or a woman can speak about having children and about parenthood. But until they become parents, mothers and fathers, they do not understand what it is to have a child, to love a child, to worry for a child, to be all things that a parent is to a child. No one can know this until they become a parent. No one can know the love of God until they have loved. No one can know the extreme condescension of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had all things in equality with the Father before the world was, as he states explicitly in this prayer. And yet he humbled himself to become a little lower than the angels, to become a man, to live a life where he is degraded and slandered and eventually crucified. No one can understand this type of humility without becoming humble. No one can understand compassion unless you become compassionate. You can't understand purity until you become pure. And then when you have become these things, there is great joy in them. Because then we are with God. This is the whole purpose of our life, to be with God. But the dirty cannot be with the clean. So our life is spent on this earth attempting to become more pure. Of course, this is not of our own abilities. God will help us. But if a man does not make an effort, then he will not become clean. Now, I said we should know something of theology. We should. Not necessarily that we can all read the volumes of St. John Chrysostom and understand them explicitly. No one understands them. St. John himself didn't understand some of the things he spoke about, because God is above our understanding. But we can understand some things. And we can understand the important things that the Church has chosen by the prompting of the Holy Spirit to remind us about. You know, the Arian heresy seemed a little thing to a lot of people. Didn't seem that big a deal. Arius just said Jesus Christ was a creation of the Father, the greatest of all creations, holy and godlike, but there was a time when he was not. So what do we say? Jesus Christ says that he comes from the Father. That is a reference now that is in this creed, that he is begotten of the Father, begotten, not made. We can't understand this, because we know that our children, for instance, there is a time they are not, and then a time that they become. When they are not, they don't exist. And then they come into existence. They are born. Jesus Christ is eternally born of the Father. There is no man who understands this. And that does not mean that it's not an important thing to adhere to, because he made reference to it in this prayer, and it's really all over. All over the Scriptures, the Old Testament included. So Jesus Christ had all things with the Father, all glory, because he is of God just as the Father is of God. We only know a little bit about the differences between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know that the Son is eternally begotten of the Father. We know the Spirit proceeds from the Father, is sent by the Son. Some people would think this is not important. It's just words. Well, many people died for these words. And these words are expressed in this prayer, somewhat darkly, but if you read it carefully, he's referring to his equality with the Father, and yet also his inferiority to the Father. Because as a man, of course, he must be inferior to God. Because his flesh was corruptible until he made it incorruptible. What happened when he was crucified? Did he bleed? Did he thirst? Did his heart eventually give out, and did he die? Yes. Those are the aspects of flesh, of humanity. And then he was put in the grave, and he of his own power with his Father and with the Spirit present made his flesh alive so that our flesh could be alive. All time, at all times being in equality with the Father as God, but his flesh being human, corruptible, and then being made incorruptible. and our flesh also will be made incorruptible. We just celebrated the feast that really exemplifies this more than Pascha. In the ascension, Jesus Christ in the flesh ascends to heaven to sit at the right hand of God. And the church understands this to mean that our flesh also will ascend to be with God. Capable now because of what Jesus Christ does. He said to his Father, I finished the work which you have given me to do. That is the work that he was sent to do. To teach and to make capable of following that which he taught. And that's what he did. That is the work that he was given to do. And he fulfilled it. And when he asked the Father to glorify him, this is not because he as God is lacking any glory. This is because as man, he was asking the Father to make manifest his resurrection and his change from corruptible to incorruptible, so that the world would know the way to life. Now, there's many silly ideas about salvation. Really, what we need to know is this. Salvation is to know Jesus Christ and God the Father. And the only way to know is to become like. This is the Christian life. To become like our Savior. To take our flesh, which is corruptible, and to make it incorruptible. With God's power and grace, but also absolutely with our efforts. There is no contract between us and God. Instead, there is a bond of love. God loves us so much, he wants us to know him. So he sent his Son. As God and man, to walk upon the earth and to show us the way to know him. And then to make us capable of following this way. It is a great gift that Jesus Christ has given to us. To have the way to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The way of life. The way of change. The way of light replacing the darkness. May God help us to know Jesus Christ. The path is clear. And no life gets complicated and difficult. As human beings, we get confused about a lot of things. But let this always be uppermost in your mind. The purpose of your life is to know Jesus Christ. And the only way to know Jesus Christ is to become like him. May God help us. Amen.